3:16. And then song number 483.
Of love. Good evening. Greetings to one in Jesus' name this evening. Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 40. Psalm 40, and I'd like to read the first 11 verses. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. This psalm was on my heart for many different reasons. And I think of one of these verses in connection with school days. Verse 5, many, O Lord my God. How many of you remember that from school days, my peers? Anyone? No one? So what I remember about it is Sister Nancy had a Bible memory assignment, and it was based off the alphabet. And the first letter, a verse that corresponded with the letter of the alphabet. And so this would have been the M verse. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. I think I could remember a few more of that assignment, but this one is the one I think of the most in connection with that. And in thinking of school, I just talked to a former classmate last evening. He was at over our place for a few hours, James Mast. And we were classmates and great friends, one of my great friends in school for a number of years. And then we kind of, our friendship kind of quit for 20 plus years. In fact, I hadn't seen him for 20 years, but even before that, 5 years, we probably really hadn't been around each other. And for the last 4 years now, I think we connect about once a year, either by text message or by visiting. So that's been a blessing. And we were reminiscing, of course, about school, because that's our main connection. And although we spend a lot of time together outside of school as well. Anyway, we talked some about the one rocky year we had together, at least the first half. And the second half was much different, kind of the difference between night and day, really. And I don't know if this is during the time when we had this verse or not. It's possible. It definitely applied. And because it was a wonderful last half of the year as compared to the first. And maybe the part of the reason the first half didn't go so well is our teacher had some ideas that we were maybe old enough that we didn't need a lot of rules. And guess what? We ran away with that. And it was chaos. So rules and respect and giving ourselves over to a path and following in that path is a real blessing, and especially if and really the origin of it all is if Christ is at that is the head. And so because of that, I guess probably thinking of all that, I guess the reason I thought of this passage was because of verse 3. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And so I just especially like to think of this new song. And I especially think of it in thinking of new beginnings, of following the Lord, of serving him, of starting the path with him. And the Lord has given us that privilege of then going on with him and having that new song. So I'd just like us to praise the Lord together, especially in singing, and think of what he has done for us. Now I'd like to sing, I apologize, not all of you will have this, but those of you that do Christian hymnal, inside the front cover, A Song Within My Heart. There, I'll just read the first verse here. There's a song within my heart, such a lovely melody. How it thrilled me from the start, it's a song of victory. And little history on this, probably back in school days, and I don't remember which year, we had an evangelist named Abner Kaufman, and he introduced the song to us. And during that week of revival meetings, these songs were glued inside the front covers of all the books that were here, which is probably only half of them. But and I don't know if the young people did it or why, but somehow Loyal Rop comes in my mind as one of the ones involved in that. So lots of memories here. Okay, let's stand, and we'll sing the song. We'll have prayer after that. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a song that we can sing. We can sing of you and for what you have done in our lives. We ask that you would bless this service this evening and bless us as we sing and help us to honor and glorify you. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Song number 458, your Christian hymnal. And the children can come up. Caitlin has a few songs. Thank you for that. Song number 453 in the Christian hymnal.
Thank you.
Lyle's group can come up.
Good evening, everyone. We have three songs we're going to sing tonight, spawned off a little bit of just some of the songs we ran across over the last year or so, and how pertinent some of these songs are to us nowadays. The first one is called Voices Are Calling. And, you know, there are voices all around us that are calling for our attention to sidetrack us from keeping on the straight and narrow path and to keep us busy, to keep us occupied with something. And that's the call, the question is there in that song is, will you to the Lord be true? Will to the Lord you be true? And then the next song is To Every Generation. It's a new one for us too, but it talks about how if we look around, we see, you know, how Christianity is a large, it seems like it's losing out. It's not, it doesn't have the strength and stability it used to have. It's, things are changing. And anyway, there's the question or the cry, Lord, how can the faithful stand? And how can we stand? And then the Lord answers back, it says, child, to every generation, my mercy shall endure and my promises are sure. And then the last one we want to finish up with is Christ's call in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30. Is come unto me. And that's a real beautiful one of, you know, we're weak, we're heavy laden, and the call is for us to come to him, to lay our burdens at his feet, and he will give us rest.
What divides a mind? Child to every generation.
Thank you all very, very much for sharing those songs with us. I would like to have some chain singing for about 10 or 15 minutes, maybe just until 5 after 7. Way it'll work is I'll choose someone, and then they choose a song and also choose someone else to pick the next song, and we'll do it that way. And I've asked Jonathan to be prepared to blow the pitch and lead out in leading those songs to keep it going faster or smoother. And so we're going to sing song number 25, and I'd like to ask my sister Barbie to pick the first song after that, and then also to choose the next person to lead that. And so song number 25, and one reason I thought of this is this is it's a favorite of ours here. And recently, was it a month or so ago, when 2 months ago, when the Serenity Ensemble was here, we were in the back and we were discussing the order of the service and everything, and they wanted to walk in on a song, and they said, we want to walk in on that song that James Overholt always leads when the Men's Music Weekend is here singing. It's the one he always leads. And I think I had to ask James, and he knew immediately which one that was. But and I guess the one that had introduced the group to that song would have been, can't remember his first name. Sorry, I should have figured that out. But Martin, is it Diedrich? Is that right? And his dad, Marcus Martin, has also been involved in the Men's Music Weekend. So anyway, as they were, as James led that song and they came up here, and I watched them all sing it, and they all sang it very animatedly, and seemed, I was just inspired by their inspiration that was passed on. And Diedrich and his sister were singing side by side, and I don't know if they knew this song before Music Weekend or not, but it appeared to me like he may have taught his family to add the hallelujah part and to enjoy and appreciate that part. So I was just enjoyed watching that happen and seeing the excitement they had in singing the song that James Overholt always led while we walked in. So number 25. And then right after that, we'll start the chain singing part.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow,
he
will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna in my hungry soul shall feel. To glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll.
Hallelujah,
he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Might also just suggest that maybe we just sing a verse of each of the songs, or two if you prefer, and you could specify which verses, otherwise just the first verse. continue singing the last two verses, and the chorus can come up on the last verse.
Someday give me the party, but to let my little light
Jesus will ever abide. We shall rest.